Now, friends, today we come to this 18th chapter of 1 Chronicles, and we've come here again to another new section, and we have David's wars, 18 through chapter 20. Now, somebody, I'm sure, is going to say at this point, you've been emphasizing that in 1 Chronicles and in 2 Chronicles, we see God's viewpoint. How can wars be fitted into this? Well, let me make this preliminary statement. You see, why come wars? James, you know, in a very practical manner, he asks that question. And he not only asks it, but he gives the answer. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence? Even of your lusts that war in your members. Ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain, ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. In other words, today the thing that has been the background of war has been the sinful heart of man. And that when sin came into the world, why, that was the problem. And it's the sin question, not the war problem. It's very easy to protest wars, and there have been a great deal of protesting wars. But you don't get rid of wars by protesting them. And you may bring a war to an end, one war, but another's going to start, because the problem is in the sinful heart of man. And you and I live in a world where the Lord Jesus said, a strong man's arm keepeth his household. Why? Because they're enemy. You see, we're not living in an ideal situation today. The millennium has not come yet, and man can't produce it. Only the Prince of Peace will bring peace to this earth. And until then, while we'll do well to keep our powder dry, we'll do well to keep our atom bombs, by the way, because there are enemies in the world and there's hatred in the world. And the very interesting thing is that when man sinned, God said immediately to Satan, I'll put enmity between thee and the woman, her seed and thy seed. Now, friends, you can't remove that. The Lord Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace. I came to bring a sword. And until sin is removed from this earth, until wickedness is removed from this earth, there are going to be wars. Wars are the symptom. The disease is sin, and that is the problem. Now, God faces up to it. David is becoming now a man that God has blessed. And as a result, there are enemies round about. Long as he was a little petty king, tribal king, why, they paid very little attention to him. But he's having problems. And God lets us know that he took note of the fact that even David's kingdom was in a world where there was war, and that you do well to keep locks on your house. I get rather amused and have been amused at people. They don't think that we should use chemical warfare over in a foreign country, but they feel like that the Molotov cocktail is all right in this country. At least they try to explain it away, say, we just don't understand how these people feel. May I say, we do understand how these people feel. Sinners. That is the problem, and the problem is that.